Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. And we are very, very happy to be talking once again about the Old Songs Folk Festival. It's the 38th annual Old Songs Folk Festival of Traditional Music and Dance, being held June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Altamont Fairgrounds in Altamont, New York. Old Songs celebrates folk, Celtic, and roots music from Ireland, Quebec, the Caribbean, New England, and more. Attendees can sing, dance, jam, and listen at this participatory event for the entire family. In addition to three concerts, there are over 100 daytime workshops, dances or performances, a jury craft show, food and instrument vendors, and a children's activity area. We are thrilled to welcome members of the Old Songs Programming Committee, Roger Mock and Deborah Berger. Thank you very much for being with us. What a pleasure.
Oh, great pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Thank you.
You said everything,
though,
so I think we'll just be on our way.
I need you for another 8 minutes. Okay, so how did this whole thing come about? Have either of you been there since the beginning?
Deborah, pretty close, haven't you?
So I've been on the board. I'm actually on the board of directors. I'm vice president. I've been on the board for 28 years. And before that, I guess I've been going to the festival for 32 years.
I beat you.
Yeah, have you?
Well, so, it started really, there was a great folk festival called the Fox Hollow Folk Festival in Petersburg, New York, in the 60s, back in the 60s, which ended around the end of the 70s. And Andy and Bill Spence said, let's keep this going, essentially. So they started the Old Songs Festival then, 1980.
This is going to seem like I'm making a cheap joke or a stupid joke, but if the songs were old 36 years ago, or 38 years ago, right? I mean, so does that change? So are you doing stuff from 38 years? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's actually not a stupid question.
No.
So the old songs notion comes from that our commitment is to keep traditional music alive. Now, part of how you do that is you update it. You know, we have people who write contemporary songs with a traditional feeling to them. And we have young people who are playing traditional music, maybe adding their own updates to it. But the idea, the old part of it, is that it's really about honoring the traditions.
Yeah, I would say don't get stuck on the word old.
Right.
Plenty that's new. And it's kind of like bringing it up to this time. It's like taking a new walk in old shoes, in a sense. You know, it's always
beautiful.
Being updated. And, you know, the thing about traditional music is you can do whatever you want with it. Make it your own. So a lot of these bands that we bring in and performers do just that.
All right. So let's talk about who you're bringing in, why you're bringing them in, and how that who makes the cut.
Who makes the cut?
You're looking at them.
You're the programming committee. So it comes down to you two.
The committee consists of people with different musical focuses. And I think that keeps us pretty good at including a lot of different traditional styles, or at least traditionally based styles. Roger and I actually have more overlap than most.
That's true. We're kind of a little bit more songwriter oriented.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And one of the things that we could say that now is that we like to bring in some songwriters doing current songs, but we're pretty picky about it.
Yeah.
And not everybody who plays a guitar is a songwriter, contrary to the ongoing belief, I think. So we're pretty picky. And in that regard, someone like Christine Lavin, who's a famous sort of comedic songwriter, is coming. A lot of people know her work. Joe Jenks is someone has been there almost every year in recent years. We just love his work. Great singer.
And he's an example of somebody who writes his own songs, who sings other people's music, who sings traditional music, who's really grounded in the Pete Seeger kind of tradition, and yet he brings a lot of his own contemporary flavor.
Yeah. We always look for some kind of world influence. Celtic, certainly. There's always a Celtic component. No, that's certainly true this year. World music, African music in some ways this year. What else do we have? Always French-Canadian. It's just
always French.
It's always a big thing.
Which makes sense. I mean, yeah. Geographically it makes sense.
Totally.
When you, of course, there's who you want, there's who you can get, availability, but I assume you're at the point now where people, you know, you also are on the, you're on the radar of a lot of these groups because they want to come.
It's well known by musicians. It's a real musicians festival. I mean, they come and they know they're going to work hard, but they know they're going to have a fantastic time and interact with other performers while they do that.
So I just want to build on that. It's a musicians festival in a way, but part of our mission is to make everybody a musician.
Important point.
To make sure that everybody gets a chance to participate with the music, not to just have music be something on a stage. Mm-hmm. So we sing and we have street corner jams, and you'll see lots of people making music together. And if you don't make music, you at least get to feel an accessibility to the music that you don't in most places.
And so when you say participate, how do you encourage that? Is it just natural people just do it, or do you have to encourage
it? It's a little of each. It happens all over the festival, all the whole weekend. But we have Learn How areas where people can come and bone up on their instrument, learn some new technique. We have Friday classes, Friday afternoon, where people come in and have an in-depth kind of experience. So all that helps to build that musical community, I think.
And then you're with people who are doing it, so you do that too. And the performers are accessible, and they're also sitting in the audience. And so we break down a little the division between performer and audience.
And we plug in a jam session area all day as well. Mm-hmm. So in different styles, come in and play Irish music or old-time music.
The fact that the festival has been going on so long, which is wonderful, how do you grow it? How do you decide, okay, let's do this year. Let's do this time around. Why don't we see how this goes?
You mm-hmm. need to be on our program committee. That's how we talk. You know, what are we going to do that's a little different? This year we have somebody called Choclat, who's from the Caribbean. We haven't done that before. I don't think we've done Caribbean music
before.
No, I
don't think so.
So we try. Oh, last year at my conflict, we had Tuvan throat singers that were phenomenal. So we try always to add something that we haven't done before and something that someone is excited about. And I wound up loving this group, which is the other thing. You're not going to know everybody on this list of performers, but you have an opportunity to come and be moved and touched and inspired by someone you haven't heard
before. I think
that's
a key point of the Old Songs Festival, is just discovering new music.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. In that new music and certainly discovering new people, talk about some of the – are there people who have been there – I mean, just over and over again, right? I mean, you have
some,
your... what I mean by that is that there's people that when your audience comes and says, oh, well, we have to have this.
Oh, in terms of people coming?
Yes.
Or performers?
Performers.
There are a few. Like the Amadons from Vermont are there virtually every year. They've led sacred harp singing, which is a key part of the festival, early American hymn singing. That happens Saturday and Sunday mornings. They do a choral workshop now for us.
Yes, it's amazing.
Which is a really wonderful experience if you're a singer. Apart from that, Deb, anything else?
Well, like we'll have, mentioning Joe Jenks, he's been there for the last few years. Ann Hills has come a lot.
Oh, Ann Hills, true.
So we'll have certain people, the Gaslight Tinkers, who you played a cut from.
Yep.
They've been there a lot, but we try not to have the same people every year.
No, of course you want to keep it up, but there's also a wonderful familiarity to it as well.
Something usually coalesces when we're putting it together. Like suddenly we have two of the best flat picking guitarists in the world at this festival.
I always love talking about this during the fund drive. I always love when you guys are on. It's a great pleasure to have you here. The 38th Annual Old Songs Folk Festival will be held June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Altamont Fairgrounds in Altamont, New York. To learn more, oldsongs.org. Plan your trip, oldsongs.org. That long, wonk, no, link will be posted along. I'm a wonk. This is a link. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Roger Mock, Deborah Berger, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe.
Have a beautiful festival.
So we will.
Have fun. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.